Welcome back to the deep dive. If you are watching the smartphone market right now, you might feel like things have settled into a pretty predictable rhythm.
Incremental updates mostly.
Exactly. But today we are diving deep into a stack of sources that suggest one company is trying to just kick over the whole table.
Yeah.
We are talking about the Xiaomi 17 Pro.
And the buzz around this one feels different.
It does. It isn't just hype. Our sources are suggesting this is not just an incremental step forward, it's, well, the official launch of the super flagship era.
An era where compromise is just not an option.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission is to quickly synthesize this huge pile of source material and find the three or four absolute breakthrough moments.
The aha moments.
Yes, the design changes, the performance jumps, and especially the speed metrics that, define the end of 2025 technology. If you want a shortcut to the cutting edge, this is it.
It's a fascinating mission because that core theme, like you said, is the absolute refusal to compromise. Xiaomi's are not just chasing Samsung or Apple here.
No.
They are leapfrogging them in several key areas, almost daring users to justify staying where they are. And for you, the listener, this means Xiaomi is now firmly planting itself in the premium tier. We're talking a starting price of $1,099.
And that price tag demands premium materials. So let's start right there.
Let's do it.
The sources are using this phrase, titanium armor. Now, we know titanium is becoming the new standard, but this is grade 5. What makes this specific alloy functionally different from, say, the standard titanium or even the heavy ceramic Xiaomi used to use? Is this just marketing?
Oh, it's absolutely more than marketing. And it addresses a real user need. When you look at the previous Xiaomi Ultra models, they relied on these heavy ceramic backs.
Right, they felt premium, but they were heavy.
They were massive. Titanium Grade 5 is an aerospace alloy. It's chosen specifically for its incredibly high strength-to-weight ratio. The sources confirm it's 3 times stronger than stainless steel at half the weight.
Wow, half the weight.
So the result for you, the user, is that even though this phone has massive dimensions, a huge battery, the final weight stays at a very manageable 215 grams.
Yeah.
It avoids that, that hand fatigue.
That is a huge functional improvement. And the aesthetics follow, right? It has that beautiful brushed matte finish that should, in theory, repel fingerprints much better than glass.
Oh, much better.
But we have to address the elephant on the back of the phone, that massive circular camera island. Our sources admit it still causes the phone to wobble on a desk.
It's the price you pay for what we'll get into later, which
Yeah.
is arguably the best mobile camera system in the world. They did try to soften the blow a bit visually.
Okay.
They added a smoother slope, even a 24K gold-plated ring to make it look less industrial. But yeah, you'll be looking for a coaster if you want to type on it while it's on a table.
So the durability story starts with the frame, but it gets really interesting with the ingress protection. They didn't just meet the industry standard IP68. The sources are all highlighting the IP69K rating. For listeners who aren't familiar with all those letters and numbers, what specific kind of damage does that K protect against?
So IP68 is your standard dust and submersion protection.
Yeah.
You drop in the pool, it's fine.
Right.
The K in IP69K is a step up into, well, industrial level protection.
Yeah.
It means the phone is sealed well enough to withstand high pressure, high temperature water jets.
The high pressure jets.
Yeah, think about it this way. The sources noted you could theoretically wash this phone under a hot tap without any issue. It just speaks volumes about the level of sealing and the engineering here. It's overkill for most people, sure, but it instills some serious confidence.
From the armor to the visual experience, the
Yeah.
display specs are just wow. It's a 6.78-inch LTPO 4.0 AMOLED, branded Crystal Rees X, co-developed with TCL. And aesthetically, the big win is those razor-thin 0.9-millimeter bezels.
It creates that beautiful, almost floating image effect.
Exactly.
But the visual look is great. The headline number, though, is the brightness. This kind of signals the end of the display wars. At least for a while. Peak brightness hits an absolutely staggering 5,000 nits.
Wait, 5,000 nits? That number sounds insane. A few years ago, that was for professional film monitors. Is this actually usable brightness, or is it just a marketing spec that lasts for 2 seconds?
No, it's usable and it's a total game changer for daily experience. The sources specifically tested this. They said that under direct midday sun,
The worst conditions.
right, the kind that usually makes your screen look like a dark gray mirror, the readability was, and I'm quoting here, indistinguishable from printed paper.
That's an incredible claim.
So for you, that just means no more squinting when you're outside. And when you're inside watching HDR content, the contrast genuinely challenges high-end home OLED TVs. It really is like carrying a tiny cinema in your pocket.
Amazing. But my favorite innovation here is the tactile one, WetTouch 3.0 technology. This is the kind of practical feature that fixes a universal frustration.
Oh, it solves the sweaty hand problem. Or the rain problem. We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Your fingers are a little damp, and the screen just freaks out or doesn't respond.
Ghost touch is everywhere.
Exactly. WetTouch 3.0 is a new touch driver algorithm that basically compensates for that moisture. The test anecdote from the sources was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They said touch inputs remained precise even under a running shower spray.
No way.
Yeah. So if you work out, live in a humid climate, or just have sweaty hands, this single feature is huge.
Let's pivot to the main reason many people even consider that $1,099 price tag, the imaging. This is the 200 MP Leica revolution.
It is. And the sources all confirm the Xiaomi and Leica partnership has really reached its peak with the 17 Pro. The breakthrough isn't just a high number, it's about the synergy. They're combining Sony's new, physically massive LIT 9000 1-inch sensor.
The largest you can practically fit in a phone.
Right, and they're combining it with a true 200 megapixel resolution.
Okay, so we've seen 200 MP sensors before, usually from Samsung, but they were often on a smaller sensor. Why does combining that massive 1-inch area with 200 MP change the game?
Because it gives you the best of two competing worlds. The huge 1-inch surface area, that gives you incredible light absorption. Mm. So superb low-light performance.
Clean shots in the dark.
Exactly. Then, the 200 MP resolution gives you just microscopic detail and flexibility. You can crop aggressively into a photo later without losing any quality.
Right.
It's just a raw data capture on an unprecedented scale for a phone.
And they also brought back a genuinely mechanical innovation, the variable aperture, physical blades, from f1.4 to f4.0. This needs more explanation because it's a critical difference.
It gives you genuine creative control, the kind usually reserved for dedicated cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're shooting a dark city street. You want that aperture wide open at f1.4. It just devours light, keeps noise down.
Got it.
But then if you switch to a macro shot of food or a portrait in bright light, that huge sensor can create a depth of field that's too shallow. You know, the nose is in focus, but the ears are blurry.
A common problem on big sensor phones.
Right. So by closing the aperture down to f4.0, you increase that depth of field, keeping the entire subject tack sharp. It solves one of the biggest complaints users had about phones like the S25 Ultra.
That control is essential. And the sources are praising the color science, too, saying the Leica Authentic Mode looks natural, cinematic, like it was shot on a pro camera.
That's the goal. And they're really challenging Samsung on Zoom. The new periscope lens uses a dual prism structure to achieve true 10x optical zoom.
True 10x is zero quality loss. That is a very aggressive shot across the bow.
It's a direct challenge. And for digital zoom, which extends to 120x, the sources were genuinely impressed. Thanks to the Xiaomi AISP, their AI processing, the claim is that even 100x shots are surprisingly usable. The AI is doing some serious heavy lifting there.
Moving on to the beating heart, the raw performance. We're talking the new 3-nanometer Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 5 with custom Orion cores hitting up to 4.2 gigahertz.
And the benchmark numbers are essential to really see the gap here. The Tech and Game lab tests provided some record-breaking numbers. The AnTuTu V11 score hit 3,520,000.
Okay, let's pause right there. 3.5 million on AnTuTu. For listeners who don't run these tests daily, what does that number actually feel like?
It means the theoretical ceiling for mobile gaming, for video editing, for AI, it's just been raised significantly. The sources confirmed it's beating the iPhone 17 Pro Max by a solid 10% margin.
10% is huge at this level.
It's a massive gap, and Geekbench 7 scores now put its multi-core performance on par with mid-range laptops. This is basically desktop-level power in your pocket.
But with that kind of power, heat becomes the biggest hurdle.
Yeah.
How is the thermal management holding up, and how does that titanium frame play into it?
This is where the titanium integration is just incredibly smart. They call it ice loop titanium pooling. The mechanism is brilliant. The vapor chamber, which moves heat away from the processor, is connected directly to that titanium frame.
So the whole phone becomes a heatsink.
The entire metal chassis becomes one giant efficient heatsink.
But doesn't that mean you're just holding the heat? Is a warm titanium phone really better than a cooler plastic one that traps the heat inside?
It is, because titanium is so effective at radiating heat outward. And the real-world tests confirm it works. In a 30-minute stress test running Call of Duty, Warzone Mobile at max settings, thermal throttling was virtually non-existent. The phone got warm, but critically, it never got hot.
So you maintain peak performance.
Exactly. No catastrophic slowdowns.
Okay, now we arrive at the segment that, if you're an iPhone or Samsung user, might make you genuinely jealous. This is the section that completely redefines user behavior. Let's talk charging.
This is truly revolutionary, and it starts with the battery chemistry. It's a third-generation silicon carbon anode battery. This let them pack a massive 5,500 milliamp-hour capacity into the same physical size.
So a bigger tank that fills faster, that's the first win. The second is the sheer speed, 200W hypercharge, and the sources point out the charger is still in the box.
Thank goodness. No separate purchase. But the test results, they're just absurd. You hit 0 to 50% in 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
3 minutes.
You get half a day's battery in the time it takes to walk to the kitchen and grab a drink. And the total time for a full 0 to 100% charge is 8 minutes and 45 seconds.
8 minutes and 45 seconds. That's incredible. What does this actually do to a user's psychology around battery anxiety?
It makes overnight charging completely irrelevant. It
sure
kills it. For decades, we've been trained to plug our phones in before bed.
Right, it's a ritual.
This completely shifts that behavior. You plug the phone in when you wake up, and by the time you've brushed your teeth, you have power for the entire day. Charging becomes a quick top-off, not a necessary routine. Battery anxiety is just gone.
And the big question that always follows these insane speeds is longevity. Are we sacrificing long-term battery health?
Xiaomi addressed this directly. They guarantee the battery will maintain over 80% health after 1,600 charge cycles. The sources estimate that's roughly 4 years of heavy daily charging. So tech is robust.
Finally, let's wrap up with the software. HyperOS 3.0, based on Android 16. Past global versions have been a pain point, you know, with bloatware. What's the good news here?
The crucial observation is refinement. The global version is cleaner. That long-standing complaint about bloatware and ads is gone. The sources describe the polish and animations as iOS-level smooth, so the user experience finally matches the hardware.
And what about the generative AI features?
They included two really practical ones. First is AI expansion, which automatically fills in the borders when you straighten a tricky photo so you don't have to crop awkwardly.
That's useful.
And the second is AI Live Translate for calls and videos, which was noted for its high accuracy and expanded language support.
So synthesizing all of this, the Xiaomi 17 Pro is built for those who refuse to compromise. It justifies that shift to super flagship status with its $1,099 price. It's providing the excitement a lot of us have been craving.
I think it's arguably the most complete Android smartphone made to date. The pros, that 8-minute charge, the 200MP camera, the titanium build, the clean OS are just overwhelming. The only major con is that massive camera bump and, of course, the price.
The 17 Pro really represents a statement that should shake up the whole industry in 2026.
And that charging speed raises the most important question for you to think about. If 0 to 100% in under 9 minutes is now standard for a smartphone, what does this 200W silicon carbon anode tech mean for other portable devices? How far away are we from completely eliminating battery anxiety across all of our personal tech laptops, power tools, electric scooters in the next 12 to 18 months? That is the true implication here.